Core Energy Healing Power. How to release toxic energy and activate radiant health and well-being with Matthew Clarkson. Part 6, Introduction to Level 2. So far, we've covered the basic core energy healing procedure with two practice videos where you learned how to do the basic technique. And then we've reflected and refined our practice some more. And then we've been through two guided audios allowing you to go a lot deeper into the practice on your own. So now it's time to add some variations to help you take this to the next level. So the first thing is that we want to step up the warm-up. In part one, I explain the importance of warm-up and how this really primes the pump, opens up the energy channels, and helps the releasing go a lot deeper and a lot more smoothly and easily. Toxic emotions and negative patterns are held in the body-mind at the cellular level. So to get a really effective release, we really want to move the energy fully through the body-mind. And nothing does that more effectively, in my experience, than raising your heart rate and breaking a sweat. So, how to do that? Well, the first thing is we're going to begin with the breath walking, 5-minute breath walking exercise that we started with in part one. And here you're just walking and breathing at quite a slow, easy rate. And you're walking and breathing to the count of four. Now, at the end of those 5 minutes, you'll go immediately into the next track, which is a more intense warm-up exercise. And in this track, you are alternating between that slow breath walking and something that is faster than that. Now, the faster phase could be just walking with more intensity, or it could be doing jumping jacks. Or if you have some kind of cardio machine in your house that you enjoy, you could use your bike and pedal slowly on the slow phase, and then when it comes time to step up the pace, you can pedal faster. You could use a bike, a stepping machine, a rowing machine, anything like that that allows a kind of continuous pace. If nothing else, just use a simple breath walking pattern. You walk for the first 5 minutes, and then on the second track, again, you'll begin with the slow walking, and then every minute you'll step up the pace. Where you're running, you can jog. What you want to do is find a level of intensity that is a bit of a stretch, but not too much. And of course, you must be cleared by your doctor for exercise before you begin anything like this, so that's always the first thing. But assuming that you are ready to exercise, I would suggest you begin with the simple breath walking, and then after the 5 minutes and after the initial 1 minute of breath walking, you'll step up the pace to a little jog, where you'll be jogging for 1 minute. If at any point this feels like it's too much, you can immediately return to your baseline movement. What you're trying to do is just touch the edge of what is comfortable, of what is a stretch for you. And at the point when it starts to get too much, you will back off down to a level that is more comfortable. So in this way, you'll alternate between doing something that's very comfortable and stretching yourself for 30 seconds to 1 minute. So just experiment with this, play around with it. But what we're wanting to do is at the end of this 10-minute warm-up is for you to be hot and ideally have broken a sweat, because then when you move into the guided practice to do the core energy healing, you'll find that everything flows a lot better. So I hope you enjoy this warm-up. Once you've completed this, you can go back to the practice videos in part 2 and 3, or you can do the guided practice audios, whatever version of the core energy healing you want to do after the warm-up is fine. So just go ahead, have fun, enjoy this warm-up, and I will talk to you again soon.